from the bleak, barren, inner-city tarmac of University Avenue, we return to your radio road hazard, the Mischke Broadcast, transmitting live from the city of St. Paul, courtesy of the talk station, AM 1500, KSTP.
Hey, what do you say we continue that fun little tradition begun in the last hour involving opening the lines up to anybody and everybody with your thoughts, comments, ideas, issues, concerns, bilge, venom. 646 Talk in St. Paul. That's 646-8255. And apparently a man is still alive who remembers a different number here. Mischke, he drinks some at beer, shave and haircut, six bits. I'm going out of my wits. Here's the long distance number, 877-615-1500. Looking forward to talking to all you folks. There's a line open now. But with the magic waving of a wand, I will turn that into a real live phone call. You watch. Hello?
Hello?
Wow, it's a guy. What? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Mischke?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? This is David. How are you, sir?
Would you like to make a
this
call?
This is odd. Hang on, Dave. Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to read a poem. My wife is driving to Chicago with my 4-year-old daughter.
Your wife is on the road listening to the program right now?
Yes, she is. I hope so.
I doubt it.
Well,
I'd say
yeah,
on your way to Chicago, you lose KSTP in about 45 minutes.
Well, she'll catch on to my vibes.
Okay.
I wrote a poem a while ago. I'd like to read this out to her and to you and to everybody else.
Okay, there once was a nun in a cloister.
She had a very...
No, voice. Hey, go.
A red rose, picked with the anticipation of bringing a smile to your face. Only one place I know where to find you. In the attempt to deliver, I find you not there. A mystery you have become, to fill my mind. The rose, its beauty by my bed, reminds me of you in the days we could have had. Still, they remain. With its fading, my thoughts are also with you. They fade. There are still enough buds left to bloom.
What are you talking about, little man? What side of your brain did you get up on this morning?
Never mind him, Dave. I enjoyed the poem.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for delivering it.
You're having a good show.
Thank you. Who's next? Come all you rounders if you want to hear... AM 1500 and this crazy queer... What? Sorry about that.
Do they file the name and the star at the patent office?
What?
Do they file the name and the star at the patent office?
What does that have to do with anything?
Do they file the name and the star at the patent office?
Don't do that anymore. All right, 646 Talk in St. Paul or 877-615-1500. Hello.
Hello.
How are you there, Mr. Man?
I am just fine.
Want to dance?
Who am I talking to?
Mischke.
All right. Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you, you know, that poor kid that you're picking up on the street, you better make sure he knows what you look like or some goofball is going to come by. And
you know,
he's TD Mischke.
You know what?
Who knows what unspeakable horrors will happen.
You know what? You're no dummy. Hang on a second. That's a good point. Young man, would you please call back? You who knew it was a sound effect of children playing... We'll get this straightened out. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck to you and him both.
Thank you. Hello?
Hi.
Are you the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a concerned citizen who may have saved your life.
Well, actually, I have a picture of you in my room, as corny as that may sound.
Yes, but I don't know that I still look like that. I'm going to give you a special code word off the air so you'll know it's me. We'll be like secret agents. Hang on. Boomer, give him the code word and then tell me what code word you gave him. Thanks. Whew. Dodged a bullet. What? Say that on the air. I never know.
What code word?
Sparky.
Well, that went out over the air, too.
Oh. Don't give him that one, then. Now, are you talking to me on the air or off the air?
On.
On the air? Always talk to me on the air. Because otherwise people think I'm talking to myself, man. And my therapist just taught me how to stop doing that by turning to my middle finger and calling it Tony. Make up a code word, give it to the guy on line 5, and tell me off the air what code word you gave him. I don't care what you come up with. Just remember it and tell me it.
You've got it.
Thank you. Hey there, mister. Hello?
Hello, Tommy. This is Glenn Geekstead.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Mish.
How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
Name this sound.
This children freaking out.
Attaboy. What's on your mind?
Oh, just thinking about some music, some art, some literature, some cultural type things in my relaxed state this evening. And
you're stoned.
Enjoying your show.
You're stoned.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. You know, I'm not ashamed of that.
I'm not
good.
Either. I'm proud of you.
And
I'm proud of you.
I'm happy to say that.
Yeah, I respect you, and I think in a lot of ways you're a better man than I, Gunga Din. What's specifically should we move to topic-wise?
Well, I sent you a CD maybe a couple of months ago, and I
which
was
one?
Maybe
which
you got
one?
My name. I drew pictures on a cover, and my name's Chris, and I wrote a whole bunch of songs. They're all my songs, and I thought you might enjoy them.
Which ones were they? Because I get a lot of these CDs. Do you...
Oh, okay. Well, there's one tune that was goes like this. Mushroom moon in the month of June.
Crazy, crazy. Mushroom moon.
Or is it
I got a mushroom. I got a full moon. I've written this tune. I'll be dying real soon. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Talk to me.
Well, you were saying earlier that if you drive towards Chicago, you lose you in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, so what of it?
Well, I'm here in Canada, and I'm getting you fine.
Yeah, that's not anywhere near Chicago, is it, Steve?
Oh, not exactly, no.
No. We beam the signal north.
Really?
Thus, you'll pick up the show, but someone driving south, i.e. the Windy City, those going east in particular, will lose the program by the time they hit the river. Nobody right now, nobody listening along the St. Croix River, 23 miles from here, is listening to this show. You, in Canada, pick it up fine. Why is that? It's called the bounce, the crazy AM bounce. Bounding across the plains it goes, heading north, your direction.
Oh, it's not just that you're shipping it up here because no one else wanted to listen to it.
You take that back, mister. I don't like you, and I'm going to take out your family. And I don't mean to dinner. Hello, Toby.
Hi.
What would you like to talk about?
I want to tell you a story about a gorilla suit.
Would you like to dance first?
No, thanks.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, my dad and I both really hate Sundays because they're so boring. And,
hey, you guys have jobs that are about as much fun as dying and going to heaven or something? A day off kind of a downer for you guys? What kind of a freak doesn't like Sunday? What do you do for a living there, big cowboy? Huh? What do you do? What do you do to make money, Mr. Cock-a-Doodle Man, huh?
I just do chores around the house.
Uh-huh.
About it.
Do you have to do chores on Sunday?
No.
That's called a day off. I don't know how old you are, but one day that's going to be awfully precious to you. So mind your P's and Q's, watch what you're saying, and continue with your story, please.
Okay. Well, anyways, we had this really excellent, like, gorilla suit.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, a little too big for me, but
right.
It looked pretty good. Uh-huh. And we'd drive around, and there'd be, like, kids playing outside, uh-huh. and we'd circle the block. Uh-huh. And then I'd get the gorilla suit on, and then I'd, like, run past them real quick.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, oh, my God, gorilla. And then they'll, like, run to tell their parents,
right.
and then, like, we're out of there before their parents go outside.
And your dad's in on this with you?
Yep.
What a fun-loving old man. When he's gone and you're talking to your children one day, they'll never believe that your dad was that nuts. So few dads are. And even if they are, they're generally that way with their buddies when the kids aren't around. Very few dads willing to be that crazy with the youngster around because they think it'll have a bad influence on the kid. So they save that behavior for the buddies. And they tell the kids, I'm a responsible father, making money and putting bread on the table. Or making bread and putting bacon on the table, or making money illegally and risking incarceration. What does your dad do for a living that he hates Sundays? Let me guess. He's a preacher. No. Go ahead, tell me. What does he do?
He's an artist.
Oh, an artist. Oh, so every day is Sunday to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, your dad, being an artist, would be nutty enough to wear a gorilla outfit. Artists don't really care about anything. They're into the moment.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're lucky to have a dad like that. Some people have fathers who are surface pollution control engineers at 3M. On Sunday, they read the comics on the toilet and rarely talk to their kids. Yeah. That's a good story. Thanks, Toby.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure, anytime. Hello.
Yeah. I got a comment to make to Miss Jean tonight.
Okay, your first name?
Ray. Yeah.
What is it?
Ray, and
how, and how big's your stomach?
Big, overweight.
You're on.
Okay. Hi, my question is, I have an idea for a personality somebody maybe might be interested in the interview.
Oh, you got... Hey, thank you for that. I always want people to call me up and give me ideas for interviews. I appreciate you doing that. Who do you got?
Well, mine is Gordon Lightfoot.
Okay, sorry, we're having some sort of static here. Mike, go ahead.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's good. Hey, I wanted to let you and your listeners know that in my travels throughout the cities, I ran into a family of sock puppets living underneath a bridge.
Okay, appreciate that. Thanks for passing that along. Looking forward to more of your calls after this break. 646-TALK in St. Paul or long distance 877-615-1500. Still looking for that dance partner.
Are you sick and tired of fad diets?
Hell
or
yeah.
Working out like a madman for a week only to stop the next?
Right,
what about
you.
That bathroom scale
what
dictating
about that
your
bath
mood?
Robe?
Hi, everybody. Kenny Olson here.
Hey.
And